A podfic of Chaperone, written by Liger Cat. Read by Podfic Fairy 28. Summary: they were taking things slow, for more reasons than one. Author's beginning notes. Life has been kicking my butt. This isn't what I wanted to write, but it's what I wrote. Hopefully, I'll have some updates tomorrow for the things I had planned to work on. End of beginning notes. Lacy black panties, lacy black bra, and the perfect expanse of skin in between the two. She met his gaze in the mirror, the slightest upturn of her lips, as she combed out her wet hair. He didn't see her foot coming up until she was already kicking the door closed. Cruel temptress, giving him that much only to leave him with a wooden blockade. A cold shower would have been preferable, as he was not alone enough to engage in the fantasies such images left with him. The reminder of that had Ferb's face burning. They had agreed, promised, really, to take things slow, mostly to ease their parents' minds, but also because they were aware that the age gap could cause issues and didn't want to rush into anything without being perfectly sure on where they stood. And he knew that despite Vanessa's parents staying on reasonably good terms after the divorce, she still had fears of making the same mistakes they did. The last reason for not partaking in the activities Ferb would, figuratively, kill for, was staring at him with one eye. Perry. For almost a decade now, he had had his suspicions about his pet. Ones that had only grown since he'd started hitching a ride with Vanessa back and forth between the USA and England. Yes, it could be excused that he was there because Phineas and he had agreed that they should both have Perry for some part of the college school year. But the amount of times he'd come back from classes earlier, only to hear what sounded like Vanessa holding it back and forth with him, or walked in to catch a quick glimpse of Perry doing something undumb pet-like, had only built upon his assumptions. Perry was there to make sure their promise was kept. He longed to confront him with it, but this was one boat he was unwilling to rock. Not until he had better intelligence. Not until he knew doing so wouldn't be putting any of those he loved in danger. So for now, he fought down his blush, though, admittedly, he wasn't sure how much one could blush with so much blood somewhere else, and reached down to give Perry a pet on the head. It had not escaped his notice that Perry was standing in a place that would not have allowed him to see Vanessa in her underwear, while still allowing him to be close enough at hand to cause a distraction if necessary. Yes, there was little doubt in his mind that he had a platypus as a chaperone. The end.